Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you never mind the stress you. You can do anything to stay off my face. You can knock me down, step on my face, thunder my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, honey, lay off the dust, now don't you step on my blue face. Well, you can do anything to stay off my face. Let's go, cat. I walk the dog. You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from no fruit jar. Anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off the shoes, now don't you step on my blue gray shoes. You can do anything to lay off my blue gray shoes. I rock it. Woo, yeah. It's one for the money, two for the show.
So proud. Love is so beautiful.
several years since we've wed. The day we met I won't forget. Our love has stood the test of time. I feel so blessed that you're mine. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm Amanda Dowell, your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Sorry about the past two Mondays. My last Monday there, my friend had surgery, so I was in a hospital waiting on her, and she's doing quite well. And then the weekend after that, a dear friend of mine passed away and crossed over, and she decided to visit me in the hotel room when I was out of town. So I kind of took a break to get some extra rest, but we're back here today, and my guest is Rachel Kyler. I'm looking forward to talking to her today. She's from Canada. And the songs that you heard were by Bethany Caudill. One of her originals was Love is a Beautiful Thing. The other one was a cover song she did in the studio. And then, of course, I played Good Vibes by the Beach Boys to get us going with some good vibes. And Celine Dion's I'm Alive. I'm happy to be alive and well today. It's Monday, and we're doing very well. So our call-in number for the second half of the show, where you can call in and ask questions and hit one on your keypad, is 347-237-5339. You hit one on your keypad, and Rachel and I will take your calls second half of the show. You can also text a question in the chat room or text me, and I will get the question, and we will answer those questions. So that's going to be really fun. So some of the things coming up in August, I'm going to be at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri, and I'm going to be doing the Healing Arts Fair. That's going to be August 17, 18, and 19. That's going to be pretty fun, so you can check me out there. It's going to be at 601 St. Louis Street in Springfield. Friday, it's going to be 2 to 8 p.m., Saturday it's 10 a.m. to 8, and Sunday it's 10 a.m. to 6, so you can come to Springfield, Missouri, and get a reading at the Natural Healing Arts Fair, August 17, 18, and 19. So those of you in Springfield, Missouri, you can check that out, and we'll have fun doing that. Bethany Caudill, she is going to be at the Healing Arts Fair as well, playing her guitar, and she's going to be at the Ava, Missouri Library Program July 5th, and July 29th, she's going to be doing fireworks. I'll get you a fireworks event. I'll get you that information later on. And she's also going to be doing some recording in the studio. So we're going to be back in Memphis, Tennessee, doing some recording and hanging out down there. So you never know, there might be some events that pop up in Memphis too. So anyway, my guest today, again, I told you she's from Canada. She's awesome. Rachel Kyler, she is an intuitive counselor, and together with your spirit guides and hers, she helps people shift along their life journeys, which is really cool. For 38 years, she's done that with compassion and without judgment, and she began as a child communicating and seeing her spirit guides, and she's used this gift in many areas of her life to assist others emotionally and spiritually, which is really cool. Rachel sees guides standing behind people. That's really awesome. So do I. And she is a joy to communicate with, and she uses words of love and inspiration. And Rachel can also introduce you to your spirit guides. Cool. We have that in common, too. So since 1998, Rachel has also had the ability to speak through from a higher dimension. So Rachel channels a light called Thaddeus. And in many writings and wisdom, she's gained some knowledge and wisdom there as well. And she believes that we are one with all, that there is no separation, and that the veil is between us is thin indeed. I do too. I think that we can really go there and see things. And she believes that we have an innate ability to see each other, ourselves, in all dimensions. She says, I also believe that life is easy and that we make it difficult. Boy, we do. And she lives in Langley, British Columbia. So that's really amazing. And she has poodles, which is totally cool. I love animals. Okay, so again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. We'll take your call second half. And I'm going to bring Rachel on, and she can talk to us a little bit more. Hi, Rachel. How are you doing today?
I'm terrific, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to have you on again.
I'm so honored and blessed each time you ask me to be part of this wisdom show, and I'm honored and blessed by those who gather in this energy each Monday. I also would like to share, I'm sorry for your loss of your friend. Well,
Thank you.
You and I both know she's not gone, and as you said, she came to visit you. So it's lovely that you are at the place where that the grief can be transformed in such a beautiful way. Not that we don't grieve, but the grief is easier to deal with when we can we know that these loved ones are not far away. And
oh,
I
absolutely.
Hope your friend is
she
doing
right away
better.
Told me she's great. She told me she was okay. That was the first thing she told me
of
when
course.
She started appearing in the room. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm right here. And I thought, wow, that's really
yeah,
fast.
Our loved ones are doing better than we are.
It's awesome. Yes, they are. That's true. And it's an amazing thing when they cross over because they're not in any more pain. They're so happy and so loving, just like our guides are that, you know, you talk about you work with people's guides and everything, and they're just so happy when they come through, and they're just absolutely happy to help you, happy to talk with you, happy to see you. And I think it's just an amazing thing what you do, too. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do hope your friend who's in the hospital is doing much better.
Well, she's actually out of the hospital. She had an inpatient surgery.
Good.
And she bounced back the next day like nothing happened. But she wanted me to be there for support. And I said, sure, absolutely. So I was there, and she's doing great. She just bounced back like she'd never been in there.
Awesome. Lovely to hear. So I, before we begin, with your permission, I'd like to just send out a little energy vibe to include everyone and bring us all together in that special energy format, and then we're all on the same page, protected and loved, if that's okay
with
you.
That would be wonderful.
So it's a little bit of a silent, I'll say a couple of words, and a little bit of silent for all of you, but you will feel something in your body. You may not. That doesn't mean nothing's happening. It just means that you may not feel anything. So I ask all of you who are listening in this moment to take a deep, long breath and let your shoulders drop and your tummy relax, and out, and take another breath. And I'm just going to send you all this wonderful energy. And so it is. Thank you. Thanks, Amanda, for allowing that.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
So we're in the sacred cone now. So we were chatting, you and I. Oh, thank you. It's not me. It's all of us. Our energy is
absolutely
one.
Absolutely.
It's just a case of us tuning into it, and we forget as we go about our daily tasks. You and I had chatted, and subjects can change on a moment's notice about what we chat about, and we never know where conversations. That's what I love about you. You're open to morphing into wherever it goes. So
absolutely,
good for you. Yeah, that's fun. So we had chatted about rituals, and you know, over the years, you and I we've done them, we've seen them, we've taught them. We've watched them, the rituals of light workers and others getting ready for whatever work they're going to be part of or engaged in. And it always makes me giggle when I do my meditation classes. And I've seen it hundreds of times in a meditation class where the facilitator, everyone's just relaxed and their bodies may be slouching or on the floor or legs are crossed or whatever their body is doing, but they're relaxed. And the moment the facilitator says, okay, we're going to go into a meditation, people shift their bodies and put their feet on the floor and hands trying to figure out which way their palms should be on their lap and sitting up straight and all of that. And they've gone from this open, relaxed state to being one of, I have to do it this way because it's proper. And it always makes me giggle, and I always make sure that I tell people, stay as you are no matter what I say. Just be in that relaxed state. And it all, you know, I share that many of those rituals that we've used, clearing spaces and lighting of the candles and even the smudging, all of it, try on, everyone. You can lighten up about all of that because you, just your body showing up, you automatically clear the way. You automatically, just by being you and your light of divine, there is no need for your body to perform these rituals. We do it because it gives us a state of mind to help us connect. And that's lovely. And I'm not saying stop doing it. I'm just saying you can just allow yourself to be that ritual in your own form, because as we have the planet itself has enlightened, so to speak, itself, and we've come along with it. We are now in five-dimensional, and so many of these old ways of being no longer really serve us. We have served them, but they don't necessarily serve us. And I'm just introducing the thought that you can let all of that go and just be. It's the world according to Rachel, and so be it. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that's amazing, Rachel, that, you know, we've come such a long way and that, you know, things are just shifting upward and that we can really just allow ourselves to be, and mm-hmm. we don't have to go through all the different processes that we necessarily think we have to do. I mean, I find when, you know, I'm blessing houses or what have you, that's a good, you know, blessing your space. There are many ways you can bless your space that, you know, feel natural to you. And if you don't have the candle or you don't have the smudge stick, or you don't have whatever, you can use anything to bless your house, including yourself.
Absolutely. You can pick up a rock. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The fact that you show up. You know, I answered, I was on a circle of people last week, and the facilitator said, okay, what do light workers do in this day and age to help the planet and help themselves? And I answered, I show up. Well, that just caused so much controversy. It was so much fun because it brought mm-hmm. up a lot of stuff for people. Well, if you don't show up, what's the point of doing anything else? But showing up is more than just your body opening the door and walking in the room. It's showing up in your all of you, your I am presence, because we're just a ball of light occupying some skin and bones. And we can just tune into that, as I've done before on your show that you've so lovingly provided, where I've done a short little meditation about bringing people into their awareness of their own light body. And I see it all the time. Just the light goes out in front of you. So just opening the door and it's someone's house. I cleared a house the other day. Just show up. Anyway, it was so much fun to see what comes up for people in that scenario.
That is fun.
Yeah. So, Whoever calls in today, if they want to speak on this subject, great. If they have questions about this subject or any other subject, I'm totally open to that.
That's great.
I think that's
wonderful that you cleared I'm like that too. Somebody comes up to me and says, well, can you come clear my house after a fair? I say, yeah, sure, absolutely I can come by. And if I don't have exactly the same things or the same tools or whatever that someone else has, I think it doesn't matter. And some question, well, why do you do it this way or that way? There's no wrong way to do it as long as you're
absolutely
in you and you're showing up as the light in you and you're doing that, which is amazing.
And I take it to another level. I don't even have to go to your house. When people come up to me and say,
me too.
I'm having this challenge and that challenge and energy stuff, I say, well, just hold still for a second. Let's just clear that. And it can be the middle of Walmart. It can be the middle of the supermarket. It can be in your car. It can be anywhere. Because there's only one energy, and light is light. It doesn't, the body doesn't have to be anywhere. And, of course, I get a few looks. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I don't think about it. But we can clear and provide light anywhere. I've been placing light in the buildings where laws are made, both in the United States and Canada. And
yes,
the White House needs light. My parliament buildings here in Canada need light. And so you can sit in your living room and put light and clear the spaces of all that 3D energy, which it doesn't matter if our leaders and our politicians and our lawmakers are aware of it. They're sitting in it whether they're aware of it or not. And we can do an awful lot of good for our leaders on this planet by providing that light to them. And it's my pet project that I do, and all of you are welcome to join me anytime you like.
I like that because, you know, some people don't understand that you could be in Canada and I could be here. And if you said, oh, send me light, you know, I need a healing,
mm-hmm.
I could do that. And it's the same with a house. Say you wanted your house or office blessed and I'm here and you're in Canada and you want your office space blessed, then, you know, we can visualize the office space being blessed and we can go around and do that. And it's amazing. It's just amazing what you can do.
You're absolutely right. What I believe is the I am-ness of all that is constantly present. We cover it up with our belief systems, so we're not really clearing or blessing or cleaning up. We're just taking away that which is not necessary. I believe it was it Michelangelo that in his carving of ivory and stone said, I just take away what doesn't belong, and underneath is a beautiful statue. So when we just take away, all you and I are doing, along with 3 million other light workers, is just removing what isn't necessary. So the light that's already there shines forth. And nothing needs healing. None of our bodies need healing. We just need to remove the fearful belief systems that we have been taught to hold on to.
And now that makes a lot of sense, and that's good.
Yeah, once we just remove those belief systems, the BS, in other words, once we just remove those belief systems, our light says, oh, here I am. We don't have to place light anywhere. It's already there. we choose not to see it or feel it. And that's how I sort of go through life. And I have people saying, how come your life is so calm and peaceful? And I just say, I choose to not cover it. We don't have to cover it with anything. We just have to allow. And allowing is the tough one, because we put so many roadblocks in our way because we've been taught to.
Absolutely. You made a good point in your bio when you said, well, we make it tough. You know, I have people say, well, how can you take a negative situation and visualize it being a peaceful situation or a love situation? I've had this question, and I'm sure many people ponder that question. How can you take that, and how can you just visualize it? Don't you feel it as a person who is a feeler or whatever? Don't you feel that, and isn't it tough? And I think, well, yeah, we're going to feel that. That's out there. That's real stuff. It is out there, but you can always transform it into, you know, a peaceful situation like what you're talking about by
visualizing and doing it. And how do you teach that, Amanda?
I really feel like it's telling them to visualize it resolving, and that's hard for some people because they're in that moment and they don't see how to turn it around into peace, you know, like seeing someone
right.
working it out, for example, or, you know, vice versa. But that's just, you know, how I see it. It's just like what you're saying. You visualize the, you know, the government areas full of light, or you visualize, you know, a country full of peace and love and light. And that seems to be how we do it. You know, people say, well, how do you do it? And how do you get those other thoughts out of your head? You have to just kind of move them over or move them out because they're not serving you. Yeah, you feel that. You know the situation is there. You know what's going on. But just like what you said, Rachel, I think it's a really good point. You visualize it resolving. You visualize love into it. You visualize light into it.
That's true. And if I could add, it the hows, the dreaded hows, the hows and the whys, are egoic in nature. They come from our wounded egos. We always want, well, how come, and why does this happen, and why is it always me, and how come I can't fix this, and blah, blah, blah. So I have learned through those times, instead of the dreaded hows and whys, I invite in the how. And in the moment, I haven't had chaos in my life in years, but if I remember back when it finally dawned on me that the fearful how and why that come into our thought process, if we can just breathe in the moment, it's a trained response. Just breathe in that very moment when the chaos hits. And say, okay, fear, you're trying to tell me something. What is it? But we start breathing shallow. We panic. The heart starts racing. The mind goes into scenarios that haven't even happened. And that whole fear just gets such a grip on us that the body, which is trying to respond and help us, cannot because it's now in panic. So it's a trained response. When things are calm, I encourage people to breathe the calmness so that their body can get used to the calm. So when the panic hits or the crisis hits or the flat tire hits or whatever is happening that can throw us off balance in the moment, your body's learning how to just breathe for a moment. I try and encourage at least three. And then say, okay, what are you trying to tell me here? And fear, which is an incredible teacher, will tell you, you need to do this. Oh, okay, let me go do that. But when you're in that panic and the crises, you can't do anything because your body is in fight or flight mode. We don't need to be in fight or flight any longer. We're five-dimensional beings of light. And in those moments of peace and beauty, that's when you train the body through the breath so that when you're not in that peaceful moment, or you think you're not, that's what I mean by uncovering, just taking away what doesn't belong. And that has helped me so much in those panicky moments. All of us have them. All light workers on the planet, believe me, have panicky moments. It's what we do
they
in the moment
do.
That counts. People think that, oh, Rachel, your life is just so peaceful and, you know, without any challenges. And I just smile and say thank you. And on the outside, of course, but do I have moments of doubt and I don't go into panic, but self-esteem can come up and all kinds of these little bits and pieces that still remind us, keep breathing, keep going. Yeah.
I think that we all have those moments of...
Of course we do.
And it's how we... It's like you said, it's how you work with it. Do you feed into the energy of the fear and panic? Do you work through the fear and panic? And yeah, it's very easy if you're sensitive to walk in there and feel the panic and feel the fear, feel the worry, or, you know, what have you. But sometimes you can work through that and, like you said, breathe and do that. And that's why those things come up, I believe, for all of us to teach us those things.
As an empath, and you're certainly an empath, as am I, and there's two of them on the call today that are empathetic, that are, one of them's kind of struggling with that. And so I would, you know, I can address that if they'd like to call in. But what I'm saying is when we feel that situation, you walk into a room, as you were saying, and you can feel, oh my goodness, that's why we're in the room. That's why we were placed there, as a way of getting that energy back to its peaceful state. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to cast out anything. We don't have to, you know, say, okay, I'm going to fix this. We're not fixing anything. We're just clearing away the sand and finding the treasure that's been lying in the sand all along. I once had a guide take my hand, and he was showing me this many years ago. And he made me brush away sand on my hand. All of this is in 5D, of course, actually 10D. But I brush away the sand, and underneath is the the beautiful treasure lying beneath.
Yeah.
An archaeology dig, so to speak, in the sand. And so all we do is brush away the sand, and it's easy. And so for empaths, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to feel it all, because I've learned, is this mine or is it someone else's? Is this energy I'm feeling mine, or does it belong elsewhere? If it belongs elsewhere, it's not your job to fix it or clean it up or do anything with it. You just show up and be your light, and if someone needs help, they'll ask. That was a tough one for me, I got to tell you, because you come on the planet,
you know, one of the
realize...
things I wonder, Rachel, is when you're in that, and that's a very good point that you made there, is it mine or is it someone else's? I was right. taught that too. I think it's lovely how you and I have learned the same lessons, because a lot of people say, well, how do you tell if it's mine or if it's someone else's? And I think that, you know, you can say, well, am I feeling this or is it someone else's? And I think you can gauge in your body if it's yours or someone else's. Mm-hmm. You'll get clarification. And if it's someone
Absolutely.
Else's, I've always said, you know, you can say, okay, I recognize it, that it's someone else's, and just, you know, send love and, you know, kind of return it. You know, just like, okay, that's not mine, so I'm going to mm-hmm. send it with love and move it on and then move forward. Because, you know, we're always beaming that light like you're talking about, and I think that's wonderful that you're saying, well, we just show up and we be the light. I always say, okay, you recognize it, but if you don't have to clean it up, you just send it love and say, that's not mine, you know, return it. And that's the end of it. And you move on because it's theirs to work with and work through.
I agree. I have had an analogy I've used for 40 years, and I call it my canoe. So if I'm in my canoe and I ask people, what happens if you stand up in a canoe? If you'd like to play this with me, you're welcome to. So what happens when you stand up in a canoe?
It kind of rocks back and forth, doesn't it?
And
you're
you can
out
tip
in water
over and fall in. Yeah,
mm-hmm, you can. Right.
And you don't know if there's alligators in the water or not. But the point
right.
is, and then many people will be rowing along. They see someone in what they deem as distress. And they stand up in their canoe and they put one foot in the other person's canoe and get involved in all that distress. And now you have two people in the water. So I always share with people, sit down in your canoe, paddle. Everyone has their own canoe and they can paddle it any way they choose. If they want help getting out of the weeds, they'll ask for it. And you can, you know, extend your paddle out and they'll grab on and you kind of pull them a little bit. Or you suggest a book or you suggest anything. You suggest your show. You suggest all kinds of things to them. But ultimately, it's their canoe. And it's really funny. I have spread that little analogy hundreds and hundreds of times. I was in a store the other day. I can't remember where I was. And I actually heard a stranger, a total stranger, I have no idea who this person was, talking to someone about a canoe and sitting in their own canoe. So it's gotten around, and it just made me giggle, and off I went. So
that is great.
I know,
that was shared.
Fun,
that's
it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, put your butt down in the canoe and stay there. Paddle your own. I've got to the point where I just put the paddle in the boat and let, you know, just go with whatever flow is going, because I trust. But, you know, until you get to the point where you can fully just trust that the flow is as it's supposed to be, just paddle your own canoe. Stay out of other people's stuff, because we have no right to take their lessons away from them. Anyway,
there's many lessons to be learned.
Absolutely.
You know, there's many lessons to be learned with those people, and we were born to learn them, and they come
mm-hmm.
back if we don't learn them each time. So, and the involvement, yes, you know, does play a role when we do get involved and we work with that, but ultimately it's their lesson to learn, just like we have our own lessons that have come into, you know, play for us as well, and how we act in those lessons and how we react and all of that does matter. Did we learn our lessons? So I think that's wonderful.
Yes, thank you. And I don't even know if, you know, I have belief systems as well about the lessons and so on. I know that karma is done. We're just so done with all of that karma. We don't need to be experiencing it anymore. We don't need to be cleaning it up and getting involved in it. It's done. It's old 3D energy. And so is there controversy about that? Great. Love it. People going to disagree with me? I love it. Please do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. None of it matters. It's where are you in this now, in the I am presence? And it doesn't matter, you know, the 900 other lifetimes you had where you brought in a whole bunch of stuff into this one and you're working on your stuff. You know, when I think about the whole idea of rituals and so on, I believe that's part of that whole ritualistic thinking, that I have to fix myself as though I'm broken. I am not broken. I don't need fixing. Every time we use the words, I am, we are saying God is, or whatever your word for supreme light is. And you and I have spoken of that many times. So just relax, everyone. You're doing great, and you're so loved. Oh, my goodness. Just in this moment, I'm going to ask that you just breathe in that love and let the tears fall and let your tummy relax into, I don't have to work at this anymore. And I don't need to go to see all these people that can fix me. You've got all of this energy within yourself, and you've been taught that someone else knows better than you do. And that's not true. So I really encourage people to believe yourself. You know inside whether what is best for you in that moment. Someone out of the blue contacted me the other day and was in a panic because she was in her 40s and was scared that she was pregnant, and asked me mm-hmm. if she was pregnant. Well, I don't know. I wasn't in bed with you. How would I know that? And that's what I'm talking about. That panic comes in. And we know inside, if we just tune into our own innate, we can get a myriad of answers about ourselves, including dis-ease, including, like your friend that's, you know, transformed within 24 hours. Because she allowed
Absolutely.
Her light to come through. Both your friends, one in another dimension and one still in this dimension, and both of them transforming their own energy without the help of anybody. And yes, your friend in the hospital got some little bit of, you know, whatever she needed through the hands of medical doctors who were guided. Whenever I'm in that situation.
It was a release. It was really cool because it was kind of a release for both of us, I think. That
Perfect.
Was what
yeah.
dear friend
Love
of mine
it.
Was mentioning to me in Canada also. She says, you know, you're both getting a release going through this, and it's really good and therapeutic
yeah.
for both of you to experience this. And I said, absolutely, totally. And we really did, and she was like a new person the next day. And you can hold light for someone, but like you said, it's not about fixing someone as much as it is, you know, I've had people say, oh, I feel so much better since you, you know, sent me light or sent me energy, and I'm happy to do that. That's one of those things that's great, but really, you know, they are the ones working out their stuff. You're just on the sidelines being the cheerleader. You know, you're just kind of letting
exactly.
the light come from, you know, like you were talking about the surgeons in the hospital. They were doing their thing to give her a cleansing through their hands. Well,
they're of God,
yeah, the
too.
Same
they're light beings, too.
Yeah.
The
same
I've been under
the
knife lots of times.
We're just on the sidelines sending energy as the cheerleaders, they're the ones doing the work, like you said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're just holding, you know, the, you can do it, come on, you know you have it in you, and they do. All of us do.
Absolutely. Whenever I've been in the hospital a long, long time ago, lots of times, and I overcame cancer, blah, blah story. But when I'm, even if I'm going to the dentist, I ask that ahead of me, you know, I'm always aware of the light in front of me. And I just ask that that light come through the hands of the person that's going to be working with me physically, whether it's a massage
right.
therapist, whether it's a doctor, whether it's the dentist, whether it's the grocery clerk, whoever. I just ask that we work as part of the one. They don't have to be aware of it. And it's amazing how smoothly things can go when you're kind of working as the one, whether the other human is aware of it or not. It's not about them, it's about me. And so it's up to me to be in charge of my own energy. And just, not in charge, bad word, erase that. Be aware of my own energy. Blending and melding and being part of someone else's. And I've watched doctors. My doctor gets a kick. He knows I'm all woo woo. He knows that about me. He finds it amusing. But I got to tell you, he hugs me when I'm leaving the room. I don't know if he hugs the rest of his patients, but he hugs me. And I love him. He's a scientist. And, you know, I've been diagnosed with various diseases over the years that have left my body because I listened to the messages they were trying to tell me. And he just beams as though he did something. Well, he did. He allowed me to be me. And I share this information with him. It's okay to talk to other people about who you are. Anyone who's listening who's a light worker, tell them who you are. You don't know that, you know, science and what they call spirituality are one. And the more of us that can talk about this, we're allowed to do this. We aren't going to be burned at the stake anymore. We went through that. And you don't have to be afraid. For those of you who are light workers listening, I encourage all of you that you're safe now. You can be yourself and talk about this. Not to everyone. Some ears are not ready. But people are going to allow you to do this. And we're so much safer than we were a few centuries ago. Or even, you know, 50 years ago. We're safe, kids. It's okay. You can come out from your hiding space. I encourage you.
That's wonderful.
So this conversation about rituals has gone all over the place. How fun was this?
This was really fun. I really enjoyed it. We have some callers that are in the chat room. Well, not in the chat room, in the queue.
Perfect.
In the call queue to be taken. So we're going to take a really quick break and come back and take their calls. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Rachel. We'll be back
Thank
in just
you,
a second.
Thank you, Amanda.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Rachel Kyler. You can find her on Facebook, Rachel, C-U-Y-L-E-R. We'll be back in just a second. You can call in 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. Or you can ask a question in chat or send me a chat question, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. See you in just a moment, and thank you for listening.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Back to the years that go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall the box you read the moon gave us, and how my mama took the rag to you. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece was large. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of her. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed me with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. This is WGGM Radio, Messages of Light, and our guest is Rachel Kyler. So I'm going to bring her back on, and we're going to take calls. Again, if you would like to ask a question, you can call in 347-237-5339. Hit one on your telephone keypad if you can. And also you can text the question if you like too. So I will bring Rachel back and we will get started. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you. So I am ready.
All right. Are you ready to get started, or did you want to anything before we start, or you just want to start?
No, everyone's still in that ball of light and we're
awesome.
Just breathing and being. I would ask just have their name first, and then I can tune into their energy.
That's wonderful. Yes, I totally agree. Name and question would be great because we're going to do one question per caller. So we're going to take our first call, which is area code 631-637. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you today?
Hello. My name is June.
Hello, June.
How are you? I really didn't have a question. I'm open to anything that comes in, really.
Perfect. How may we be in service?
I really didn't have a question. Whatever spirit wants to say.
She says, okay.
So, what is your real question, June? What are you really wanting to know? It's okay, honey. You're safe. What do you really want to ask?
I don't know. I learned a lot from you today, though, about the light working and all that stuff.
Awesome.
I'm not sure.
So, in this moment, let me just ask you. What is one of, if you could just pretend you knew, just pretend you knew, take a breath and tell me one of your fears right now, right in this moment. What are you scared of?
I don't know. I just get nervous, I guess, talking, communicating.
Oh, perfect. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? So,
yeah.
June, are you aware, do you know what chakras are?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to lovingly encourage, not in this moment, although Amanda and I have already working on you, if you could do a little study. I mean, the internet's full of information, most of which on this subject is good, and study about the third chakra. It's not the third. I'm going backwards from the head down instead of the tummy up. The throat chakra. I want you to work on the throat chakra because at some point, either in this lifetime or another one, you have been scared to speak up because when you did, you were punished in some way. Mm-hmm. It feels certainly like a past life thing, and you can clear that immediately. I mean, you can clear that so quickly, sweetheart. But do a little work on your throat chakra and watch that just leave you, because that's all it is, sweetie.
Okay.
How does that feel in this moment?
Feels a lot better.
So just breathe. Mm-hmm. Just breathe light into your throat and watch it expand and be safe. So this is about safety for you. Okay. You need to feel safe. And then watch for areas in your life where you're not feeling safe. And then send light to that area. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Amanda?
I'm feeling like that chakra just needs some light because once you do that, you're going to feel so much better just opening up to that really strong turquoise green color that, you know, really comes in and radiates around you. So work with that because it's going to be an amazing transformation for you.
And just for fun, June, if you have a turquoise greeny kind of scarf or a piece of fabric, wrap it around your throat just to remind you, oh, I need more light there. It's a fun traditional thing to do. Don't have to, but it might be fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Our next caller is 631-506. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, Amanda and Rachel. My name's Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Calling, I have a question in regards to my children. I'm wondering if you see a father figure coming into their life.
Nicole, were you listening?
Yes.
Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it from a fearful place, but you're saying it, and that's wonderful. Were you listening as Amanda and I, did you catch the part in our talk about canoes?
Yes.
I'm wondering if you're standing up in your canoe, darling, and putting your foot in someone else's canoe. So your children know exactly what they're doing with this image of father.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they're drawing this experience to themselves for their own learning doesn't mean you need to be part of it. So do you have father stuff in your lifetime, in this lifetime?
No.
No? So your father images are warm and fuzzy and loving?
No, I didn't grow up with a father. I don't know who he is.
Perfect. So, I knew that, which is what caused me to ask you that question.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, I'm just imagining, with all the love from my heart I can give you, that this father image that you're struggling with on behalf of your children is really about your little one wanting to work on quickly, you can do it very quickly, and healing that wounded little child within you that is missing out on what you feel as a father image. And there's lots of help available. Amanda can help you with that. I can help you with that, not necessarily in this moment, but I'm introducing you to the thought. And in this moment, is your body reacting in some way to hearing this? Is your tummy doing flip-flops? Are you crying? What's going on in this moment about you and Dad?
Yes, I'm getting a little emotional. It's just
good. How loving of you to be open to that. And that soul saying, yay, we hit the nail on the head. Let's do some work on that and heal it. Because that's what this is really about, sweetheart. And so
right, I just had to do a lot of work, and if I could not have them go through that.
Well, it's not about them, darling. They've drawn this experience for their learning, and they're just maybe, try it on, maybe they're mirroring something back to you about your experience that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thought. See where it lands. Because it seems to have landed in your body in a touching way. So I'm going to encourage you that you consider that and see how that works for you. And I know Amanda can help you with it, and I certainly can. So we'll just move that, and I send you in so much precious light, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. You know, you're really strong, and you're really brave, and it's wonderful that you came out with your question and that you're really working through this. And I'm happy we could help you today.
People. You're helping
it
other
is.
People,
it
too,
is.
Nicole.
It really helps other people. Yeah, to really
right.
see
I am
how
a light worker,
you know, work
and
that.
I'm just really trying to keep myself healthy so that I can do my job.
Good.
And, you know, it's just one of the
good.
Things
and
that,
now
you know,
you'll be able
obstacle.
To help other people with this exact same issue. Once you address it in your own body and your own soul's growth, you will now start attracting others to you that have the same issue, and now you can help them. But first you need to help yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you for calling. Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is area code 705. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Sandra. I didn't catch your call. I just got on now, Rachel. So
perfect. You're in the now.
I'm in the now. Yes.
How can we be in service?
Well, I'm just curious about me moving forward with my work. I am working at a job presently.
Mm-hmm.
I am a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And do you get a sense of how long I am to stay there and when I can really step into my power?
It's Sandra, is your name?
Yes, it is.
Sandra, what are you really afraid of? You put a stone in front of you. You put a big old rock in front of you at this timeline in your life, and you put it there for a reason. You don't remember doing it, but you did. So if we could look at that rock and find out what it is so that you can pick it up and move it, because that's really what you're asking. It's funny how all of us, every single one of us, paint our real question, which is really about fear, but we paint it with something else. So what's the fear hiding in the rock in front of you, sweetheart? So you don't have to answer that right now, and you don't have to answer us because, you know, it's not our canoe, it's yours. But it's, you know, neither one of us are going to predict the future. There's no such thing. No one can do that. And if someone says they can tell you the future, you need to run because they can't. You're in charge of your now. You're in charge of whatever happens in your next now.
Right.
No one's in charge of that. But there's a rock you put in front of you that you think is keeping you from moving forward. It's not, but you put it there. So you can pick it up anytime you like and just put your next foot where the rock was. I know that sounds all loosey-goosey, airy-fairy, but it's really not. Mm. What do you think, Amanda?
Well, no, I think it's...
You're laughing.
I think
because you know that's the truth.
I think that there is something that's there, but she's going to move it again. And sometimes I don't think we're always knowing that we put something in front of us to keep us from where we're going, but I think she's going to go where she needs to go because she's ready to move that. She's ready to go forward, and that's
there.
Awesome.
Yeah, soul knows it's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she knows
Spirit
it's
knows it's there. Whether your body remembers putting it there is regardless. It doesn't matter. But soul knows it's there. And you can play leapfrog. You can move it. You can ignore it. You can do whatever you want. But you could just address it and say, well, that's what I'm really scared of. And many people, I'll just share with you, Sandra, some people are very afraid of success. They really are. They're afraid of abundance because then, oh, my goodness, what's that going to do? So I'm just sharing that with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Yeah, it's interesting because, well, I guess I had it once and it was taken away.
Ah.
So
what does that tell you? Afraid of loss?
Yeah, I would say that's very true.
Okay, well... Did you learn anything from that experience?
Yeah, I actually learned how to be happy.
Perfect. So you've got that lesson down well. Why don't you just take what you learned from that and apply it to this time?
And you get
out of your way.
Truly being happy.
Just get out of your own way.
Hmm.
Some humans just love drama, don't they? Don't they, Sandra?
Yeah. Well, I guess so. I guess that's,
you know,
that's a little...
it's like you can't be a little bit pregnant. You either are or you're not. You can't have a little bit of drama. You either have drama or you don't. It's just the case of how much, right? But you still have drama. So if you didn't have this to worry about, what else would you be worrying about?
Mm-hmm. Get out of your own way.
It's an open-ended question. I'm saying people make their lives hard. It's not hard. Just relax, darling. Look at the fear that you have, and just send it light and love, and move on. Just there's a wonderful movie called Finding Nemo, and there's a song in there. I tell everyone about this song. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. So go watch
that
movie
song.
And keep swimming.
Mhm. Well, I am moving forward. I do
Perfect.
Know that.
Perfect.
But you could be very right there with that rock in the middle of the road sort of thing.
You could,
pick it up and just move past it.
Yeah. Or play with the frog, honey. Just put your hands on it and jump over it.
Okay. Well,
okay, darling.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
And Amanda, thank you so much. Lots of love to you both.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Blessings to you.
Yeah, thank you. Connect with you.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. It kind of faded out there for a minute. Say that again.
Oh, no, I'm off today. Today is my day off from work. And
That's great.
So I got to
thank
connect
you for tuning
with you,
in.
So thank you. Yeah, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay, take care, ladies. Lots of love.
Too. Take care. Bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We have a chat question from a lady named Anne, and Anne wants to know if her husband's hand will return to normal without medical intervention.
Well, does he want it to? You know, I don't mean to sound flip here. I really don't. And sometimes we need to be shocked a little bit back into our I am. You know, we get so used to these 3D answers to things. And we design things in our body to get our attention. I've always said for 40 years, our bodies and our radios for soul. Soul is trying to get your attention and his attention. And there again, are you putting your foot in his canoe? And my intention is with so much love and gratitude for both of you. And your love for your husband is overwhelmingly beautiful. And he's so grateful to have you in his corner. And he's in charge of whatever he's wanting to learn from the experience. And if you try on putting your attention to the experience, and not to the hand. The hand is just a messenger. The experience is what's looking for light. What do you think, Amanda?
I can agree with that. I think that he has a lesson to learn because he didn't go into detail about what was going on with his body. So there's a lesson there, and I think that you're totally right on track with that. And it's his experience, and that's what he's going to go through. I love how you answered that. You know, does he want that? Because he is the one who is experiencing that. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's not, you know, you and I both know when we're doing this show and we're doing our work, it's not us. Please, people, don't attach to Amanda or me. We're just the vessels. I call myself like a jug where the information comes in and flows out. And it's just, you know, this is what we're feeling and hearing. And we're all in the same same pot, all of us, swimming around together like a big stew. Some of us are carrots and some of us are seasoning and some of us are bay leaf. But we're all in the same stew, helping each other. So the feelings I get, and the same, I know Amanda's like this too, we get our answers not from us, but from Source. And so
absolutely,
there's something hiding here, and there's a beautiful connection between you and your husband. And if you look in Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and look under hand. Actually, I'm sure a lot of it's already on Google. But Louise Hay's book on You Can Heal Your Life is the title. And look under hand and see what she shares about that. And delve into that and watch the physical body respond in the way that is blessed and light, and it's already whole. You're looking at a situation that is just an illusion. So I will leave you with that, unless Amanda has something further
awesome
to add. Yeah.
That's perfect. We do have another caller, it looks like. So I'm going to go ahead
okay
and take them, and then we'll end the show. It looks like they came in here just a few minutes ago, so we'll just take them real quick.
Okay.
Their area code is 904. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you?
Hi, how you doing? First time caller.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to get some answers to a particular question. I stepped out into what I feel is my calling in life, which is to work with young people, troubled youth. And for some reason, I've run into a brick wall. And I'm trying to find different resources to pull this thing together, but nothing seems to be working.
Okay. I think I heard most of your question. What's your name, sir?
Terrence.
Terry?
Yes.
And you're looking, I want to make sure I'm clear on your question because it was difficult to hear you. You're looking for resources in order to move a project forward. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. So when you tune in to your higher self, which has all the answers you're looking for, when you're just sitting quietly breathing with no distractions and putting your thought, your brain, over to the side, I don't know if you meditate regularly, I don't sense that you do, but you might in this situation. Just go into that part of you, the innate, and just you will be led into the proper spots and places and so on. And ask for the information just to be placed in front of you where you can see it. But if you're so busy in the brain thinking about how things should be answered, then that keeps you from seeing what's best for you, which is placed right. It's already there. You just haven't seen it. Nothing has moved, darling.
Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah. I guess
how does that feel in your body right now? How does your body feel when it hears this?
I mean, it makes perfectly good sense. I guess my issue was trying to turn my brain off.
Well, you don't have to turn it off, darling. You can't turn your brain off. That's like trying to control the weather. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can picture like a crystal jar off to the side, and put your hand on your head and just pick out your brain and put it in the crystal jar. It's just a euphemism, but it kind of helps when we were talking about rituals earlier. You can just sort of do that, and then just breathe, and then ask your team, just say, my team of light, I need an answer with regard to this. Please place in front of me that which is best for my highest good, and watch it appear.
Okay.
It'll work. Promise.
I can do that.
Good. Good, good, good. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Oh, excuse me, everyone. I have a little dog whose owner has just showed up.
That's cool. Rachel, thank you for being on my show. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Amanda. I'm so grateful.
Lots
of
love,
everyone.
Everybody, thanks for listening, and we will do it again soon. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Rachel Kyler. We'll see you next time. And Rachel, thank you again for doing it. We'll see you again next time. Folks, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. We'll be back next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.